saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning combination.
We've been taking care of Mike and most of the team for many years. We'll take care of you, too, with the best deals and over-the-top service after the sale. At St. Paul GM Country, everyone leaves happy.
I always do.
St. Paul.com, just minutes from South County.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Fun.
Yeah.
So nice voice, Lauren.
We're about to get
Lauren's got a cold.
On the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, I can't believe it, August 28th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by what I think, and I'm not the only one who thinks this, what I think is a great place to bank, First Community Credit Union. I banked a few different places. Remember Boatman's?
Yeah, sure.
That was a big deal,
Boatman's
big name.
Guy.
And then it got bought out by somebody, and that got bought out by somebody. Yeah, the Boatman's guy. Man, did I get enough of that.
Tom Sharp.
That got old. Oh, about 19 years into it, it got old. We got to do this. Talk about First Community Credit Union. Let's do a round of introductions. Our control board operator, Zeon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not satisfied with your current advisor, why wouldn't you get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason? For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiez brought you the Wood Report earlier. She'll do it again next Tuesday, but there are plenty of reasons to stay tuned and listen to her talk and breathe and fantasize about her every day of the week that she's on the air. How's that? Pretty good?
Wow.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, it's been a great day, and it all started with waking up this morning.
Wow, what a great attitude you have, Dan.
I'm going to puke.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Shut up.
Yeah. Now I'm pumped up, and I'm in a good mood.
Right.
Thank you, Dan, for that.
You're welcome.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is fine, Dan.
Well, I've not tried that.
What is it?
Red Boy says either the start to a great day, he starts every day off the same way. Yeah, what kind of enema?
Cheese.
Aww. Cheese enema.
Oh. Cheese enema.
Hot cup of cheese.
You, mama.
Yeah, well, you can have that, Red Boy. Doesn't sound good to me. I'll tell you what does sound good. Great polka music, and you're listening to it now, courtesy of Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brought to you today by First Community Credit Union. It's the headquarters is in Chesterfield Valley. You see what's going on in Chesterfield Valley? Another like huge mall? Yes,
really,
unbelievable.
And
then they just opened this one of these H.H. Gregg thing. Four of these things opened at once, like boom, simultaneously. And then you got the world headquarters for First Community Credit Union. That just sets it off. That makes it complete. First Community Credit Union, First time I ever heard the words credit union, my dad worked at a printing company in St. Louis. And I remember he came home from work. And when you're a kid, you overhear your parents talking about things sometimes you're not supposed to hear. Finances, family, drama. And when you're a kid and they think you're asleep, you hear stuff. And I remember my dad being real depressed because he couldn't get a loan to buy a used car. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. You all right?
Yeah. Sorry. And then this is a true story. I'm not kidding. He said that one of the guys he worked with said, you ought to talk to the people at our credit union. They had a credit union for the people that work for this printing company. And sure enough, the credit union approves him for a loan so that we could get a better car.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow.
He wasn't new, but it was new to us. And he was so excited. Got the approval, got a nice rate on it, and that's the first time I ever heard of a credit union. And my dad and I never really had conversations about much of anything. He wasn't a talker, so I didn't know enough to ask him, hey, what's this credit union thing about? Because if I had, he would have known that I was listening in to him talking with my mom. Oh, that's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to listen in. Or did you ever hear your parents talking about you after you went to bed? Mm-hmm. Surely you did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's horrible, and it scars you for life. Well, I don't know what he was thinking, but I told him to be home at midnight. He got in here at 12:40. Now, you talk to him.
And, I was a perfect kid.
You're lying there listening to this, and you're listening to them plan your punishment.
You're going to have to talk to him tomorrow. You can hear him.
You better. He won't listen to me. You better talk to him, and you tell him to stay away from that kid down the street. Oh, yeah, and you're lying there listening to all that stuff. And then you know they listened in on you. Like if you're on the phone with your girlfriend, you know your mom is right around the corner listening while you're doing your little love talk on the
phone. What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, nothing. What are you doing? But enough about that. Back to First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is a terrific place to bank. The reason that, and I know how I got off the track, but I really wasn't off the track, was a credit union, even back then, was the salvation. It was the place that, at that time, people could go when they'd exhausted all of the resources, and it's like they got it. They understood. They knew that you had a little problem. You stumbled financially. They pick you up, get you back on track. It's still the case, except that anybody can bank at First Community Credit Union. You don't have to work at a printing company or Monsanto, which is originally where you had to work to be a member at First Community Credit Union back in 1936, I believe it was. So good news for everybody. You can all bank at First Community Credit Union, and I think you will be glad when you make the decision to start doing that, unless you already do. And if you do, welcome, brother. You're a brother to the show and fellow member. Glad to have you with us, and see you one day in the lobby at First Community Credit Union. Popsicles are still plentiful, and so is the fresh, hot, better than theater popcorn. Great rates, great service, great place to bank, First Community Credit Union. I don't remember if it was 60 Minutes or if it was CBS Sunday Morning, but I watched a terrific segment on the hole-in-the-wall camp that Paul Newman started with the Newman's Own dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Newman's Own popcorn, Newman's Own everything. Well over $300 million that company has put into this camp for very, very sick kids. What a powerful segment this was to watch these kids who, many of them, had never been away from their parents for an hour. They were so sick and required so much attention, medical attention, that their parents can't leave them. Yet here's a camp every year with so many professionals, medical professionals, professional counselors, the ratio of adult or counselor or professional to camper is 1-to-1. It's the most impressive thing in the world. So I guess my point is, if you get a little extra cash and you're thinking, I want to do something for some charity, I just don't know which one to help, you can't go wrong with the hole-in-the-wall camp that Paul Newman started. There's a thing that for you folks with older parents who can't hear, my dad has this thing. It's called TV Ears. And what it is just remote wireless headphones. And he can now watch TV. And instead of having the neighbor four doors down call and go, hey, turn that thing down. Because he has to have it so loud. He puts these TV ears on, essentially just wireless headphones, and I mean, it's theater quality, Dolby, it's unbelievable. And I mention it just because, as a guy who has a dad who can barely hear, even with hearing aids, this is something you might want to consider. We work our way toward the holidays. You can Google, just Google TV ears. Sennheiser makes a great bass that's rechargeable, and then you can pretty much use any kind of headphones with it. So I just thought,
oh, they're the ones that go around like your neck, then,
well,
right?
No, you can do either way. You can have regular headphones.
They almost look like a stethoscope.
They call them stethoscopic headphones. Wow. Very good, Peon. Because they're like a stethoscope. They just go in your ears and under your neck. But it's a great for people who thought they'd never really hear a movie again the way you're supposed to. Yes, you will. And here's the way to do that. Our new found friend across the hall here, Cedric, the doctor.
The shoe doctor.
The shoe doctor was out here again today. I didn't see him shine one shoe. This really disturbs me.
I heard Colin, our news guy, though, said earlier in the day, like mid-morning or morning, yeah. he was busy. He was shining somebody. He had two pairs that
dropped
he was going to do after that. So
okay, well, I hope so. I want Cedric to do well with the shoe shine booth over here. So if you're in the neighborhood of Westport, if you know where Ozzy's used to be, in fact, this is where everything used to be.
Yeah.
Cedric's here with the shoe shine booth. The guy who was on before us, and I can never remember his name. It's not Jaco.
Martin.
Somebody else. Well, Marvin.
Martin.
On the way in today, and unless I misheard him, he mentioned something about that he was on television.
What?
You know anything about
yes.
that?
No. Well, did he do the Channel 9 auction or something?
I didn't catch it all.
Well, he's a good
fundraiser. Apparently,
he's
on TV.
Looking guy. I guess
I don't know why he never talks about that.
Well, I kind of like him.
I'd talk about it all the time if I were on TV. In case I forget it, and I won't later this week, the folks at Pistols Plus at Osage Beach, I'm not a bow hunter. I've never really shot a real bow. Like a lot of kids, I shot those little boy cowboy and Indian wooden bow and arrow with a stopper that sticks to the wall on the end of it. Yeah, but I've never done the real bow. This is a big archery week through Labor Day, and they have they're giving away, raffling off, I mean, like a big deal real bow. And if you buy a bow, they're gonna throw in a bunch of accessories. Right. So it's archery week. Well, have you ever done it?
Yeah, we had it in school. I remember
What kind of school did you go to where they have archery?
Public school, but I remember once it snapped and hit me like right on the inside of my arm.
Should have sued them. Should have sued the school.
Yeah.
Big old bruise.
That's what you do today, sue the school. So it's a big archery week through Labor Day at Pistols Plus. I'm putting the word out right now. I don't know who runs Channel 4. Alan Cohen, I know, retired. I don't know who the new guy is. If you're listening, I want to be the spokesperson for Channel 4. I've decided I'm available. Just like we do here for First Community or for American Equity or for Schaefer or Thompson Price or Landoff, I want to add Channel 4 to the roster there. I've laid the groundwork. Email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com, the new spokesperson for Channel 4. I've just decided that's the station that I'm going to go with. Last night went to see Hope Springs with, it's still in the theaters, with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones. Tina gave it, what'd you give it, a two?
Two and a half.
Okay, two and a half, two and three quarters for what it's worth. It was better, put it this way, better than I expected it to be. Now, I don't know how many radio stations there are in St. Louis, 30, 40, too many. Too many. The only privately owned radio station is KTRS.
Yeah.
All the KSOQ down in Washington. Are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about real contenders. I'm talking about St. Louis area players. Okay. That's a fringe. Look, you could go to Highland, Illinois and start doing all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about of the top, let's say, 15, 20 stations in the St. Louis metropolitan area or that cover that area. They're all owned by big companies, big conglomerates, except this one. Let me read you And I'll tell you what makes me mad about this. This is a press release, and they try to make it seem like this is the first company to ever come up with an idea like this. One of the radio conglomerates is a company called Emmis. Emmis owns a couple of stations here in town. The CEO announced that all of their full-time employees, and we don't know how many people that is, but we think it's about 1,000 people, all of them in their next paycheck will get a $1,000 bonus.
Ooh. What?
And all part-time employees will get a $250 bonus in their next. So we're talking like $1.25 million in bonuses. I read this and I laughed. I laughed.
Why? What a bunch of cheap
Why?
Days. We get bonuses all the time.
Yeah.
KTRS, like this is something new?
Yeah.
Remember the first time we got a Oh, you know what? Hang on a minute. Hold it. No, wait. We've never... All right, I was thinking of some...
We got to... Yeah.
Do they consider the on-air people that work a couple, 2-3 hours
they're
full-time?
Oh, sure they are. They're full-time.
We got a ham.
We got a gift card this
You know
year.
What? We did get a ham.
I know. Yeah. I got a bunch of groceries.
Groceries? And, so
grocery
so take that. You can have your $1,000. You can't eat $1,000.
No.
You can eat a ham.
Yeah, we each got a $2,000
Hey, if you're on a desert island, deserted island, and you're starving to death, you want $1,000 and you want a canned ham.
I want a ham.
Good luck eating money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that right.
It's dirty, too. You probably get a disease.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's got germs on it. Money.
Ugh.
This guy that I'm about to tell you about is dead. Now, that's normally kind of a sad story. But in this case, it's one of those things where you go, well, he deserves to be dead. 44 years old. He decides in Montana, that's big sky country, Wyoming, Montana. They probably get very bored up there. There's not a lot to do. You know, once you've kind of seen the cowboy.
Boring.
Yeah. So this guy decides he's going to dress up. And how do you pronounce this, Peon? Is it G-H-I-L-L-I-E. How's that pronounced? See if you can find that. What it is
Gilly?
Well, I don't know. Do you know that's how you pronounce
that's
it?
That's the stuff that the army guys wear?
Then that's what it is.
Gilly suit.
He gets a hold of one of these sniper ghillie suits where you've got shrubbery on your helmet, you know, and you blend in with the... And he thinks that at night he'll put that stuff on and go across the highway and people will think they've seen Bigfoot. He wants to start...
A rumor,
Bigfoot sightings,
controversy,
people calling into the police. It didn't go over very well because he's crossing the highway and a car hit him and then another car hit him and he's dead.
Oh.
He was struck by a 15-year-old girl. Can you drive at 15?
Learner's permit.
And then another car swerved and then a third car driven by a 17-year-old girl ran over him and killed him. So he was in a full-body ghillie suit. That has heavy foliage and camouflage, and they couldn't see him, so they hit him, and he's dead. So the prank didn't go over very well.
Thank goodness for Darwinism.
Yep. Now, we see these stories every once in a while where somebody gets away with pretending to be a doctor, and they're not really a doctor. I say that sometimes you almost... should give these people some kind of an award, because if you can pull that off, here's a 17.
Catch me if you can. I love
this
that
kid is 17. Now check this out. He's not a doctor, obviously. He's only 17. He goes to get a job at a hospital, the Osceola Regional Medical Center down in Florida. And when he went to get his badge, you know, in the hospital, everybody wears a badge. You show they really belong there and they work there. Whoever was printing and spitting out the identification badge botched it up, and it came out as a physician's badge where he would be assisting other physicians. Well, rather than say, oh, hey, this, you got this wrong, I'm not a doctor, he took it and he wore it. And how long did he go here? He went for... a few weeks, I think, treating people, changing bandages. Doctor, we need you. And this 17-year-old kid gets away with it for a while till somebody finally caught on, and now he's been prosecuted. It said, he said he worked for weeks in the emergency room. How'd you like to go to the emergency room and a 17-year-old kid who has no medical training? He handled IVs, changed bandages, conducted exams. Oh, I can imagine which exams he conducted.
Yeah.
17. I'll take her. I'll look her over. He says, I messed up. I should have addressed the issue as soon as the badge was given to me, the wrong badge. But I didn't want any questions asked. I just wanted to learn as much as I could.
Oh.
Well, hold on a minute. Maybe we're too quick to judge.
He's on the job training.
On the job training. Now, he was arrested in September of last year, 2011. He got out on bond. But this past January, he was back in police custody. And you know why? Impersonating a police officer.
Oh.
He's the new generation of that Ralph Abagnale.
Yeah.
The Catch Me If You Can guy. Again, you got to be pretty smart to pull that off. We got a guy named Joe Thompson. He's 11 years old. He claims that he cannot travel. He cannot. It started with fear of flying. And now all of a sudden he can't ride a train. He can't get in a car. He is afraid of all forms of transportation. Now, this has something to do, I think, with some kind of custody thing, and he doesn't want to go to be. My take on this is this. There are certain things I think are easy to fake. I think if you said, I'm petrified, and you kind of start shaking, I can't get in the car, who's to say that's real or not? I think you can fake a lot of stuff, that like fear of travel. So I'm saying, I'm calling BS on that guy on that one. Every so often, I believe, whatever it is, mm-hmm. You have these guys, these religious zealots who claim, remember the goofy stuff that Pat Robertson has done? And what was that other guy that died, that holier-than-thou guy? Falwell, Jerry Falwell. Mm-hmm. And they claim they know that the reason there's some catastrophe is because God's trying to kill the gay people or something. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy down in Tampa Bay, Reverend Justin Peters. He's told the Christian Broadcasting Network that the reason the tropical storm, the hurricane, has stayed away from the Republican National Convention was because he prayed for it, too. Well, there you have it.
Oh, well.
There you have it.
Perfect.
He said, we had a lot of people. We've been a prayer around the clock. He organized a lot of praying, and that's what kept it out.
Yeah, good.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, man. Frank Caliendo. And for those of you who don't know who he is, nice guy, terrific impressionist. After 9 years, I think it is, at Fox Sports, he's out.
Man.
He did the terrific John Madden. He was on with Bradshaw and those guys, and he'd do different
the picks,
characters.
Yeah, they picked.
He's been replaced by Rob Riggle. You know who he is, you said, Pierre.
Yeah, he's... I don't know what show he's on, but he's kind of the new thing. He hosted the ESPY Awards.
And here's the truth about being an impersonator, an impressionist. Name me two impersonators that's what they do that make a great living. You don't.
Not many.
It's a very limited, mm-hmm. You know, there are only so many times you can watch. And we really like Frank. Frank's a really decent guy, and he's very talented. But after 100 Maddens and 100 Bushes,
right.
that's not a talent that is in great demand long term, like a lot of other things might be. Beyond said something earlier, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it triggered a joke that I don't think we've done for quite a while. We're doing it today. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
An out-of-work FM disc jockey is at the zoo because he doesn't have anything else to do, and the zoo is free, and he's got a lot of time on his hands because he's out of work. And he's standing at the gorilla cage, and there's a female gorilla that's up against the glass. And all indications are that the female gorilla is somehow drawn to this guy, to this FM disc jockey. And one of the supervisors at the zoo sees what's going on. He goes into the main office. There's a meeting. Next thing you know, a security person approaches this out-of-work FM DJ and says, would you come with me to the zoo office. And he says, have I done something wrong? And they said, no. Please come with me. The top brass at the zoo here, they want to meet you and they want to talk. He said, about what? He said, please, just it'll all make sense once you come into the office. So he goes into the main big shot offices at the zoo, and he's introduced to the director of the zoo, the assistant director, the head of the ape area, the jungle area, all the important people. They offer him donuts. Can we get you anything? No, he said, what's this about? And then one of the guys says, look, I'll just cut right to the chase here. We saw you at the gorilla cage, and there's a female gorilla in there who seemed to take to you. Now don't say anything until we state our case. This is a very rare breed of gorilla. For some reason, nobody has been able to get this female gorilla to mate with another gorilla, and she's one of the very few remaining. If she doesn't breed and have offspring, it'll be the end of this particular gorilla species. He said, what's that got to do with me? He said, well, we're getting to that. We know gorilla behavior. We can read it. We know exactly what they're thinking, their movements. This female gorilla is sexually attracted to you. He said, well, that's... What? Hear me out, he said. Every gesture she was making indicated that she was attracted to you. We need to keep this bloodline going. Well, listen to what we're about to tell you. Would you consider, and don't jump up and run out, don't go crazy, would you consider having sexual relations with that female gorilla? He says, what? There's more. There's more. How does $15,000 sound to you? He says, sex with that gorilla. 15 grand. They said, yeah. And you know what? Before you answer, you want to take the night? You want to come back tomorrow? He said, I think I do want to sleep on that, and I'll be back tomorrow. They said, 9 o'clock. We'll see you here at 9 o'clock. Please give it some thought. He comes back the next morning, the FM DJ. They offer him more donuts, coffee. Can you get, have you made your decision? He said, you know, I have. I have. He said, I've thought it over. I'm going to go for this. Here are my terms, though. Three conditions. Oh, my goodness, they can't even believe it. They can't believe this guy is going to reproduce with this gorilla. They go, name it, anything. He says, well, first of all, no kissing on the lips. I'm not kissing the gorilla on the lips. And they all look at each other in agreement. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, you don't have to do that. He says, if there are any offspring, those little gorillas are to be raised Catholic. They said, okay, we'll take the little gorillas to mass, no problem. He said, and third, I need about 6 months to come up with the 15 grand.
With your golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. What does it look like out on the roads, Tim?
Oh, it's pretty normal right now, Tina. In fact, on eastbound 270, it's a lot lighter than usual. It's slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh to just east of Lindbergh, and then everything opens up and you look great to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Westbound 70 is stop and go just a little bit west of 370, opens up after you get past TRQs. Southbound 270 is still stop and go between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 64 traffic, that's slowing Timberlake Manor through Mason. You're heavy again, 170 through Big Bend. Westbound, the usual stop and go stuff between the Science Center and McCausland. 270, it actually was Ballast to Mason, and then you're heavy from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, just in some pockets. And you're just a little bit off the pace, we'll call it, on westbound 44 between Bowles and 141. This traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse. And the prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
Hi, I'm George Weber, president of Weber Chevrolet and a proud parent of a student at CBC High School. As a current parent, I can say that I am extremely impressed with how dedicated the staff and teachers are. My son found his niche at CBC in the Music and Fine Arts program and has grown so much in just a short time. I am extremely proud of the school today because his teachers at CBC continue to set the bar high for all their students. They expect more from them, and they expect their alumni to have all the tools they need to succeed in college and in life. This year, I invite all parents and alumni to connect with CBC and see why CBC remains one of the most popular college preparatory high schools in St. Louis. There are many things that will make you proud. There has never been a better time to be part of CBC. I'm George Weber of Weber Chevrolet, and I am one, but I'm not the only one. CBC High School, men for tomorrow, brothers for life.
You can learn more about all the great things happening at CBC. Go online to cbchs.org or contact the CBC Alumni Relations Office at 314-985-6098.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out term life insurance.
A man 43 in excellent health can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being, because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle. But act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
Hey, Tiger fans, on top of watching the Mizzou game this weekend, get down to West County Nissan and save thousands. Hey, Mike Kelly here. Now through Labor Day, get $8,000 off Muranos, $9,000 off Maximus, plus additional discounts on the totally redesigned 2013 Altima, in stock and ready for immediate delivery. Get your Nissan at West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. Open Labor Day till 6 p.m. in lieu of all rebates and incentives.
Tiny bubble. Tiny bubble. Mm-hmm. All right, Southern California, here we come. See what Mike Evans has for us. He wouldn't have anything for us if it weren't for Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. See, I've never really talked about this. I guess people wonder, you know, what does Mike charge to do $10,000 a week? And somebody has to pay that. Somebody has to pick that tab up.
No idea.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said anything. But Thompson Price does, and we're glad they do. And you can thank them by just, you can start here. Go to thompsonprice.com. And give it up if you would. And by the way, you do the math. 10 grand a week times 60 stations. That's a lot of buh, as he would say. Mike Evans, everybody.
Yeah.
Homie, got good news for you right now, homie.
What's the good news?
Well, next week you got a holiday, so only 8,000 next week.
Ooh, we get a reduction. Man. That's great.
There you go.
That's great.
Pop quiz question. Put on your thinking caps now. Drive safely, St. Louis. Let's get home safely to back home from work. Tom Selleck, best known for Magnum P.I. and now Blue Bloods, went to USC and, like John Wayne.
What's wrong with your voice?
Exactly. Who went to USC. Tom Selleck lettered in a sport at the University of Southern California. Did Tom Selleck letter in basketball, baseball, or tennis at USC? Answer in just a minute. Hmm. Love Nuggets. Is it
true?
The Rihanna is now getting silicone shots in her butt.
Well, I do that.
Yeah.
Just
who
like
doesn't?
Kim Kardashian. I wasn't going to say anything, but you get a little silicone shots up your ass.
No, no, I don't. I have all of the silicone put into my stomach.
Oh, is that
yeah.
For storage.
Yeah.
There you go. I got mine put into my... Never mind.
Now, you know what? I went for so many years as a skinny guy. When I got married, I weighed 140 pounds. I finally said, enough
You're
is enough.
You're tired of being
good
enough
for you,
of this. I went
good.
To a doctor and said,
good.
Pump some fat in my stomach.
I don't want to look like a weakling anymore.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go. Friends say that while Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes divorce was civil and quick, it has left them very bitter towards each other.
I will not apologize for who I am.
Yeah,
I know you won't, Tom. We know. They have spoken only once face-to-face. It was at one of their attorney's offices. Other than that, they don't talk at all. Even when exchanging Surrey, they do not see each other. Wow. Emmy news. The Emmys will be handed out next month. We'll be there for you. And Steve Buscemi, nominated for Boardwalk Empire, his fifth nomination. He's never won.
He's due. Give it to him.
I like him. Yeah. Kathy Bates nominated for Best Actress for Harry's Law, which I really like, but has already been canceled.
Yeah.
What?
Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mama.
I didn't like Harry's Law.
Little Miracle Whip spread there. What?
I watched it. I just didn't like it.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, it
had great ratings.
Really?
Well, it had great ratings.
Then why'd they cancel it?
Because the demo was too old. They want 1835 demo.
Let me say something.
And it had a huge demo, 49 plus.
Yeah, let's address this. There are a lot of advertisers who have this mentality that anybody over 35 years old doesn't spend any money. I got news for you. That's who has the money.
Yeah.
I don't get that. You know, I get it 50 years ago, but people are older now. They're working longer and targeting nobody over 35 is stupid.
Oh, I totally agree. I don't get it. I mean, the baby boomers are the biggest group there are. They have the most money. They're living longer, and they got money power, and yet these stupid agencies, Doyle Dane, Burbank, J. Walter Thompson, all these moron agencies with these 23-year-old account executives are going, we got to go after that 18, 24.
No, that's a stupid. It's so
It's
stupid.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. All right.
TV ratings, TLC's Honey Boo Boo.
Oh,
the train wreck reality show starring that fat little loudmouth brat and her tubby trailer trash mom from Toddlers and Tiaras is a ratings juggernaut.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Hey, remind Mike, too, about tonight.
Yeah, Abby and Brittany show starts tonight.
The conjoined twins, two-headed girls.
Oh, yeah, can't wait for that.
That's tonight, man.
Last week, this Honey Boo Boo did 2.3 million viewers.
Not surprised.
What is wrong
Not
with
surprised.
Country?
They just wrapped their first season. They have signed to do two more seasons. First of all, a couple of notes here. First of all, I like it when 6-year-old Boo Boo goes, Mommy, I want energy juice. And they give her a couple of cans of Red Bull.
Oh, bro.
She's 6 years old. And then you got Boo Boo's 16-year-old sister who has a 2-month-old baby named Pumpkin. And the 16-year-old baby mama takes a baby pacifier, Pumpkin's pacifier, out of her mouth, sticks it in Mountain Dew Plus, and puts it back in her mouth.
We make stars out of the very people we try to teach our kids not to be.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. Odds and Ends, true story, Lady Gaga.
No.
Wanted to be directly involved with her new fragrance, and she actually experimented herself with scents, bouquets, aromas of blood, sweat, and semen.
Oh. Boy. Talk about toilet water.
Well, that sounds like that smells good.
The financing group said that they were pulling out. I guess it probably
pulling out.
Oh,
they're pulling
them.
Out.
It gagged them.
Unbelievable. I mean,
one minute.
Can't make this stuff up.
One minute, Mr. Evans. I've been given the signal. I'm sorry.
I gave you a signal. You see this signal?
Yeah. I see it from here.
There you go. Tomorrow I'm having lunch with a friend of mine, actually a cousin of mine, who's with the LAPD Robbery and Murder Division, and I'm going to get all the scoop on Lindsay Lohan. He's already told me, if this burglary victim would come forward, Lindsay would be going to prison.
Ooh.
We'll have more on that tomorrow. And finally, I'm a professional. I get out when you need me to get out. If Mike Tyson was here, he would spell professional for
you. He's not here.
He's not here?
No.
Damn, we're out of time?
Yeah.
Shoot. Tom Selleck, what did he letter in at USC? Did he letter it in basketball, baseball, or tennis?
Tana.
I'll go tennis.
Baseball.
Baseball.
I'm going to go tennis just because it seems kind of unlikely.
For the second day in a row, you stupid ignorance! Answer is basketball. Mike Evans, Hollywood, see you.
The obvious one, he's tall.
Yeah.
Don't go away. Big 550 KTRS.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandian Airborne traffic, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we are looking at a lot of light traffic on southbound 55. Southbound 270 still has stop-and-go traffic south of Olive now down through Doherty Ferry. Going to be a little bit before this thins out. Westbound 70, you're slowing down Mid-Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes. Downtown, you're pretty well pinned out on eastbound 64. Westbound 64 is slow now from the Science Center through, or excuse me, from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then just a little slow west of Long Road to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot saves you time. Depot time with low prices every day for back to school. The latest tablets and laptops, backpacks and supplies and outrageous designs, plus incredible weekly specials. Office Depot. School time is Depot time. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Tuesday night broadcast. Eddie McClintock's on Warehouse 13 and on the Carney Show tonight. Visit with a couple of rock stars, too. Graham Nash and Ian Hunter and Brad Steiger takes us into some secret societies. Ooh. It all starts at 9. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's money hidden in your home. If your mortgage rate is higher than 2.75%, you could be overpaying by thousands of dollars.
Now's the time to shave points off your existing mortgage. This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Do you know your current rate? If you're still in the fours, you need to call Golden Oak now.
At Golden Oak Lending, we have fixed mortgage rates at 2.75%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
With rates this low, it's important to refinance, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
We'll get you closed in 30 days. We can originate FHA and VA loans, and some programs don't even require an appraisal. So what are you waiting for? Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.573, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, on top of watching the Mizzou game this weekend, get down to West County Nissan and save thousands. Hey, Mike Kelly here. Now through Labor Day, get $8,000 off Muranos, $9,000 off Maximus, plus additional discounts on the totally redesigned 2013 Altima, in stock and ready for immediate delivery. Get your Nissan at West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. Open Labor Day till 6 p.m. in lieu of all rebates and incentives.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes, guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
No, just blow your nose.
Is my mic on? Is my mic on? Hey, we created a new word off the air. Junt. J-U-N-T. I can't tell you what it is. There's so many things we just like for you to just wonder about. This has been so much fun for all of us. You guys, was it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you can hear it in their voices. We're going to do this again tomorrow, and we want you to be here with us.